Now, the Associated Bank Market Desk outlook for this Friday, March the 24th, 2017. Some major business and economic reports out today include the Commerce Department's release of the February report on durable goods. The Labor Department will report on state unemployment rates for February. House Republican leaders are trying to regroup and vote again today on the health care plan. Could come anytime between 9 o'clock Chicago time and 4 o'clock Chicago time. New York Times reports the Trump administration is going to make it harder for millions of visitors to enter the U.S. by demanding new security checks before giving visas to tourists, business travelers, and relatives of Americans. That announcement likely coming today. Also, senior U.S. officials say the State Department will recommend final approval of the Keystone XL pipeline, clearing the way for that finally to get underway. Just some of the things that could move the markets on this Friday, March the 24th, 2017. A couple of other notes as we end the broadcast today. Twitter is considering whether or not to build a premium version of its popular TweetDeck interface aimed at professionals. The company says it's raising that possibility because it's not really been successful with advertising. This is the first time they've really talked about a possible subscription fee for the service. According to those who've seen the test, the version would include more powerful tools to especially help marketers, journalists, professionals, and others in the community that use Twitter from a professional standpoint. Also today, a new report out in the UK says a third of existing British jobs are at risk of being taken over by robots or artificial intelligence within 15 years. That's by 2030, 30% of existing roles. Some of the biggest jobs that could be in jeopardy, jobs in the water, sewage and waste management industry, also transportation and storage are right up there, the jobs threatened by robotics within the next 15 years.